Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Flipping your mindset can really revolutionize your health journey, your fitness journey. And I'm going to tell you what, when it comes to, you know, it's not necessarily what you do, it's about how you go about thinking about things. I think that when I was first starting my journey, and even going through my fitness journey over the years, I didn't always give much consideration to mindset and the thoughts I was having. It was just kind of automatic programming, whether I was showing up for workouts or cutting corners on my eating and nutrition and then justifying things along the way, whether it was like, oh, I deserve this, or, oh, I worked really hard, or maybe I'm a motivator, whatever. But it's really about what you think about and how you go about things. And I'm going to talk about these things today that just kind of, even just in the past few years, this blessing and releasing sort of thing to do, which can really set the tone for where you want to go progressing forward. So hopefully you find value in all of this. By the way, welcome to another Power Blast podcast. I do want to say we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out so that you can really recharge that mental and physical battery of yours and reclaim your power. And before we get into all this great stuff, let me say, head over to talktoperry.com. That's a perfect place to jumpstart your energy and really view your health from a very different point of view, or vibrant perspective, a different perspective to do that. So blessing and releasing. Let's jump into this stuff, because your beliefs really are, I forget the official term or official phrase that people say, but you can only expand beyond and grow beyond, or go to where the limits are of your beliefs. Anything beyond that seems unattainable, and your beliefs always seem to pull you back in. So can you change beliefs? And the answer is yes on that. So let's say, and I've often talked on this podcast about limiting beliefs, but we've also often said, you know, exercise isn't for me, or I get bored with exercising, and we come up with a story that we can cling to, we can get behind. I hate vegetables. I'm not a morning person. That's rabbit food, and we can justify those things. We can get behind them, and those can keep us, one, protected and keep us right where we're at. But it doesn't give us the ability to expand and grow beyond that. So one of the things that I did, let me take, for example, the vegetable one. I mean, I grew up, did not like vegetables. I was kind of forced to eat vegetables as a kid. I gagged them down. I couldn't do certain privileges or certain things until the plate was gone. You know, the vegetables were gone. Even though they were good for me, the experiences were not good. And so I, as an adult, went, nobody's holding me accountable to vegetables anymore. And so, you know, corn, potatoes, that was about as vegetable as I got. So as I'm getting on my journey and wanting to, you know, get healthy, get fit, vegetables would come up, well, they would come up over time after time, and I would avoid them. And somebody had shifted my perspective a little bit to where I was like, yeah, maybe I'll dabble in this vegetable thing. But I was living up to, and eventually I broke through that. I started embracing these little 30-day challenges for myself to see and test out things, to see, does this really even matter? Will it benefit me? You know, I'm going to set things aside and just see if I can do that. If not, I'll go back to old ways or figure out something different. Vegetables was one of those things. And within a week, I felt amazing. I wasn't gagging them down. Now, I won't say that they tasted amazing yet, but I was figuring out, well, how can I make vegetables taste amazing? So this podcast isn't about vegetables, but it's about how your actions follow your thoughts. And you have the power to change those thoughts. That's what I wanted to share with you. So one of the things that I was looking at was just how certain things that we've held on to in life, and we have these big goals, and we don't really necessarily go after the big goal because we come up with a whole host of reasons why we can't accomplish that. So I was just doing an activity with a friend of mine, and I did this over the past few years, where we just kind of just brainstormed an idea, like one thing. What's one thing that you would absolutely love to have happen? Okay, so let's say it was to drop 50 pounds or something like that. So you write that in the middle of your paper, and I encourage you to write this down. And then you start spinning off of all the positive and all the negative things of what that means to you. And so it's like, I want to lose 50 pounds, but I can't. I've failed at everything. Oh, that would feel amazing. I'd have more energy, but I can't. You know, we would have all these reasons why I can't, reasons why I can't or won't be able to do it, or what, you know, it's going to take too much time. I feel always unmotivated. I have no energy. And we would write down all these things around there. And so then it was kind of looking at this, and this is just basically a power of awareness for you. And that's where I was when I was starting. I was looking for an easy button. I was looking for a way to undo all my unhealthy habits over the years, just to undo it so I could be healthy and fit and just move forward. But I often ask people, if I were to wave a magic wand and boom, you're at your ideal healthy, fit self tomorrow. The next question is, or the question is, what would you do to maintain that or to keep that going? And for many of us, we would be like, well, I don't know. You know, what would I do to stay, you know, in shape? Would I be exercising? Would I shop different? Would I think different? Or would I go back to old ways, knowing that very well that I'd probably pack back on the pounds, get out of shape, and be unhealthy again? So it was just at those moments where it was like, oh, I've got to develop these habits, and I got to start doing them now. I can't wait till someday when the magic wand moment happens that I start doing it. I need to start doing those things now. So back to that little idea where we were writing down what's one thing that you would love, and you can do this with any situation. I'm just saying, let's lose 50 pounds. All the surrounding things around it, and then how I felt about it. You know, the fear of failure, and that had a certain feeling to it. And having an abundant energy and being able to do many, many things that I couldn't do when I was overweight. And that has a different vibe to it. And I get into the energy and the vibration of each one and be like, wow, that's pretty cool. So that was me at that moment. Then I took out another sheet of paper and I wrote down lose 50 pounds. And then came at it from the perspective of, what are those things that I'm writing around that idea from my future self? So let's say it's 5 years down the road. Your future self says, lose 50 pounds, and you've achieved that 50-pound weight loss. What are the thoughts and the vibes that happen there? Then I'm not writing down fear of failure. I'm writing down what's next, you know, more travel, being able to play with nephews and nieces, being able, you know, be all this expansive, amazing stuff, coming at it from the perspective and mindset of my future self. So here's where the blessing and releasing part comes into play. So now I go back to that first page and look at all the things that just felt heavy, felt negative, felt where I didn't want to be, and I was Xing them out. As a matter of fact, you know, one thing I've known people to do is they've just taken that sheet of all the negative stuff, whatever, and just said, I'm getting rid of it. And that's where the blessing is, because just getting rid of it, you know, the universe wants you to replace something. So it's taking whatever that negative is. What can I replace it with something positive? So it was taking those negatives. I don't want to feel heavy and all that, you know, and feel negative and feel overwhelmed or anything. But thank you so much that you existed so I could be aware of that and move on, because I was unaware of it. I was just going by automatic behavior and automatic beliefs that I really, until I got it down and really got into that feeling and the vibe, I didn't even know that I had. So hopefully that makes a bit of sense to you on how you can just take whatever is weighing you down, those anchors, and is like, thank you for showing me this. Bless them and release them. I used to do a visualization where I was just walking across a field to like a hot air balloon, and I had the things that didn't serve me on that a little piece of paper, and I just kind of put it in there and let it go and just said, thank you, goodbye. And then once it was gone, I felt much lighter, freer, and empowered. So that's kind of the vibe I want you to think about. You know, when I was, just to go back and share another story, when I was going through this journey and realizing if I hit the easy button and I could undo it, I wouldn't have had the learning experiences along the way that it served me in so many other ways. I needed to go on this journey where there were obstacles, where there was fears, worries, and doubts that I had to face and then overcome. And I could bless them and say, thank you for showing up in my life. Be gone with you. I'm moving forward now. But had they not been there and the magic wand moment would have happened, I wouldn't have had the habits. I wouldn't have learned the lessons. And I would have gone back to old ways, beliefs that were holding me back. And so that's my message for you today. And, you know, should this be something that you're like, Perry, I really want to get behind that more, head over to talktoperry.com and, you know, let's have a chat and really help you get momentum and really get going. Because you do have the power to really take ownership here, to be radically honest with yourself, to take control and really use your power to reach the things that you want to in life. Or you can stick within the belief system that you have and, you know, cling to those things. I'm not giving those things up. You can't make me all this stuff. And you can let negative limiting, or then I don't even want to say it's negative, just limiting beliefs, rationalizing, justifying things, comparison, all that control you and drain your power. See, the thing is with this podcast, you're becoming aware of those things and saying, that might be me. Let's get this down. And those might be the things that are holding me back. And then you start making that committed decision to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, learning and growing and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. Hey, I'd love to hear your top takeaway from today. Drop those down in the comments. I promise I will reply. You absolutely rock, my friend. And as always, remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.